When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
We've all had it, that big idea, and we know that if we do nothing, it's never going to happen. In a recent US-based Fiverr study, 25% of people had business ideas in the past 18 months, but the majority never pursued them due to lack of resource. Visit Fiverr.com today to turn nothing into something special. Welcome back to 929, the award-winning podcast from Fiverr.com. I'm your host, Ishan Akbar. This week, I'm joined by a high-performance expert. He's the author of the book Accelerating Excellence, and he's drawing on 15 years' experience of being a trusted advisor to some of the world's most elite and exclusive organizations. He uses science and groundbreaking research to inform his advice. It's James King, and he is here to tell you how to understand and perform from your sweet spot. Right, your sweet spot. This isn't something we've heard on the podcast before. What do you mean by someone's sweet spot?
Right. Well, I think for me to articulate this best, if I take a real quick step back, I studied performance psychology. Mm. And performance psychology is unique to many other sciences. The reason is it all starts with the study of the outlier. Now, traditionally, science studies the average, not the expert. Science aims to identify trends and outliers risk messing up these trends and therefore are usually discounted as what we call measurement errors. One of the first things you're taught in any science degree is how to delete measurement errors. They're going to risk your work not getting published. The problem with studying the average is that with an understanding of how long it takes the average person to learn to read, write, walk, or talk, scientists then seek to identify individuals that fall below the average and then design interventions to get them back on track. Now, there's a big problem for me with this, and that's that you cannot learn about excellence by studying the average. So in human performance, instead of deleting the outlier, we identify and examine the outlier individuals and organizations to uncover the causal principles and mechanisms that drive their success. And the good news is performance is never a coincidence. Elite performers from all fields, whether it's business, sport, military, all align with a specific set of principles, whether they realize it or not. And in this study, there's one mechanism that's way more important than anything else. And in order to excel, you must align with it. Nothing comes before it. And it is the ability to set and pursue what we'd call concordant goals. And you pursue concordant goals when you perform from your sweet spot.
Now, that is so interesting. Explain to me what a concordant goal is.
We each have a sweet spot, and only when you pursue goals that lie within it do you allow yourselves the opportunity to excel. So a concordant goal is one where the qualities that make you unique are leveraged in the pursuit of that goal. So just like a baseball bat has a point at which the ball is driven away further and faster than if struck at any other point, so do you. And that's when you're pursuing your concordant goals from your sweet spot. And your sweet spot exists at the intersection of three things. Your strengths. Now, we all have a predisposed high baseline or responsiveness to training in certain areas. The second thing is our interests. So we possess this instinctual attraction to certain areas, whether that's comedy, a certain sport, or a certain area of business. And then thirdly, our values. So the things that are most important to us. When we pursue goals that align with our strengths, interests, and values, we perform from what we call a self-concordant state. So it's when the goals we pursue and the way that we pursue them align with these qualities, the qualities that make you and I unique.
So in a sense, are we saying celebrate the thing that makes you unique and different because that will help you perform better?
Absolutely. It's that old adage, understand yourself and then to your own self be true. And I think the key message behind performing from your sweet spot is that, look, you can't be anything you want to be, but you can be a hell of a lot more of who you already are.
Is it possible to work out what your sweet spot is? Because someone might be listening to this thinking, God, I need to do a 5-year degree in psychology or something to work out what my sweet spot is.
Well, look, this would be a cruel chat if it wasn't. So absolutely, and I'd love to talk you through some of these areas, and maybe if we start with strengths. So question one, what are your strengths? So strengths, this predisposed high baseline or responsiveness to training. Strengths are the things that come naturally to you. So maybe it's your infectious enthusiasm, detailed analysis, you know, maybe it's your wit and charm. Perhaps it's a cognitive skill like a gift with numbers, words, or even a specific athletic ability. Most likely it's a combination of these things. And it's the unique combination that is the real art of getting this bit right. But the key principle behind your strengths is that when we pursue goals that use our strengths, we experience more breakthrough moments. And the exact same principle holds true for cognitive abilities. Some people with numbers are just insane. Some people with words. And it's about getting specific and reflecting on these moments of peak performance you've perhaps experienced throughout your life, however fleeting they might be. It's a clear sign that you've got strength in that area. And another key area is personality strengths. The beauty about these things is that they're really easy to test. There's tons of incredible free online tools that can help elicit your natural style and way of thinking and perceiving the world. The second question you need to answer is, what are your interests? Interests can be defined as those things you're instinctually drawn to. You don't need to motivate a child to play. And that's where interests always begin, with a sense of play. If you're sincerely interested in financial markets, then you don't need discipline and willpower to spend days on end researching them. And this is why those who are interested can outstruggle the rest. The reward of the interest is the interest itself. And what I find so fascinating about interests is that they are an instinctual part of us. And this means they're an ancient part of us. They're driven from deep in our hypothalamus, the unconscious part of our brain. And humans have had interests as long as we've had thirst and hunger. The third question you need to answer is, what are your values? Values are the things that are most important to you. They're what command, drive, and inspire you. And aligning with your values is what makes you almost impossible to compete with. They give you a reason to sacrifice, fight, and belong to your goal. Your values will dictate the intensity with which you work, which is an important part of the success formula, if you will.
Your passion is so clear when it comes to talking about this. What is it that excites you most about learning about high performance?
It's really kind of you to say, but I mean, for me, it's the power that it has. To me, it's like magic. I am gobsmacked that everyone is not obsessed with this subject, which is, you know, I have this incredible interest in this area, which is why, you know, I'm going to perform well in this space. And it works. And I've put the science to practice in multiple domains. I've seen the results, and it's incredible. And for me, I feel like a really important thing for me is to communicate this to people, because this is just one small principle of many things that are going to increase the probability of you achieving success in whatever area is important to you. But this isn't just about success and performance. Pursuing concordant goals are not just about performance. It's also for the sake of having a life. There's this big misconception that achievement makes us happy or acquiring things makes us happy. But it's wrong. The science is clear on this. It's the pursuit of meaningful goals that gives us the positive emotion, not the achievement.
What do you wish you'd known at the start of your career?
I wish I'd known that knowledge is not the problem. And if it was all about consuming knowledge or information, the reality is we'd all be teetotal millionaires with six packs, and we're not. I wish I'd known that the quicker you can put information to work, the more you will, in effect, learn and actually create change. It's not about information. It's about changing behavior. And that's something I would have liked to have learned.
James, what a fascinating conversation. Thank you so much for your time on 929.
Thank you. It's been an absolute privilege to share this with you.
James was clear that it's important to take the time to understand three key things about yourself: your strengths, interests, and values. And playing to them gives you the best chance of excelling at the path you choose to take. Some of the most successful people we know do just that. Play to what makes them tick. 929 is a part of the Fiverr family. Thank you so much for listening. Please take the time to leave us a review, and I'll see you again soon. Bye-bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.